Hello, Daybreak Online. Russell Bowers here. And on Tuesday, September 10th, the judge in the trial of Cody Legebokov finished his instructions to the jury. They've started their deliberations and are expected to hand down verdicts in four counts of murder of three women plus one teenager. One of those victims, Lauren Leslie, a 15-year-old girl from Vanderhoof. Her father, Doug Leslie, has been in court every day during the three-month trial. He spoke with me about his feelings waiting for the verdict. Mr. Leslie, this must be an incredibly trying time, but how are you feeling right now?
I don't think anybody can really understand what's going on or how a person can feel. It's something I can't explain to them. My feeling is my own feeling, and I know that if this doesn't happen, people really can't understand how we feel. But even I can't understand how other people in a tragedy like this feel. So I know how I feel, but to understand it is another thing. It's something that it's not meant to be.
What's it been like over these 3 months? You've been at court. What's it been like for you to be there?
I've been there every day for the last 3 months, and it's been trying. There's a lot of information that had to come out, and I feel that I think the job was done well.
In terms of what you've been able to, I guess, understand about what's happened, how's that helped you come to terms with what's happened?
That's a tough one. First off, we've got to realize that everything does happen for a reason. You never know why. You know, and then we have to just go forward on the positive trail, you know, to hope that this doesn't happen to somebody else.
You've been in contact with some of the other families of victims. Tell me a little bit about what it's been like for you to have those discussions, to have them as part of the support that's going on right now.
Well, I don't know if they have the words in the dictionary, but, you know, after the fact, there's a lot of education that we can take out of this, and life does change, you know, but life does go on, so we've just got to follow that path.
What sort of memories stay with you at this time about Lauren?
Oh, everything about her. Her smile, her concern, her just the way she was. She was awesome.
You've talked about the legacy or the importance of moving on from this. How do you think it's going to be possible, or what do you think you're going to be able to do to carry on from this?
Well, I think for a couple of weeks I'm just going to have to crash and burn and take it from there. And I really don't know. You know, there's a lot of things that I don't even know that are there that will, I'm sure, come out. But it's something that I can't say right now.
Mr. Leslie, thank you very much.
You're welcome.